Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture Minister targeting reduced onion imports. Stay with us to hear more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anthony Morgan. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Boy, throughout the year move fast. I sue some again, you know.
So what are you planning to do for the holiday?
Well, I don't want to stay in the house, you know, so I'm going to look at summer job.
Where are you going to find that?
No, no yet, you know. But I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well me try to do that too. Tell me when you are going to apply.
And now we're too long, no? I'm going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period February 12 to April 13. Apply now at any HeartTrust NTA or NYS office island-wide. For more information, call 754-98168. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Audley Shaw says efforts must be made to reduce the percentage of onions being imported for domestic consumption. Caribbean Broilers Group is responding to this call through its crop division subsidiary, Imagination Farms, situated at Hillerun, St. Catherine, where it has 12 of approximately 400 acres of land under onion cultivation. Data provided by Caribbean Broilers, more popularly known for meat production, indicated that over the past 5 years, domestic onion consumption soared to 10 million kilograms per annum, of which imports accounted for approximately 85%.
Our first objective, and this is why I'm so impressed with this project, is to chip away at that 80% imports of onions. Their objective is two things: import substitution, and then they say step two is exports.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Audley Shaw. He says the Caribbean Broilers Group is seeking to produce enough onions from the 12 acres under cultivation to contribute to reducing imports by an initial 10%.
This is the first major reaping of 12 acres of onions. They are now about to plant another 20 acres. And after they plant those 20 acres, they're going to plant another 60 acres. Onions, onions, onions. Eventually, others will catch on and start planting onions too, right? And then we will reach that 80%. And after that, export.
Minister Shaw adds that Caribbean Broilers will be looking to work with small farmers in its next phase of operations.
A small farmer can have a 5 acre, 10 acre, working with CB. This is the model that they have set. So a small farmer can come now and see the model of how onions are produced in a productive way. And they go and settle down on their 5 or 10 acre and do onions within the mother farm concept. That's the vision that we have.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you live with dog, you learn to bark. Translation: if you live with dogs, you learn to bark. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
When you take on McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the whole away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition, win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-17714. Applications close on April 30.
Joe, how your cocoa powder looks so white and frosty?
Bob, me we get to that later, man.
Joe, no bother itch, man. You need to prune the tree, strip off the pods and treat them with white lime. Then spray them with some copper fungicide right away. Trust me, you don't want this to spread.
All right, boss. Since you there, you go help me pick off all of the pod them.
Coca farmers, after working in a field with a frosty pod rot fungus, ensure you wash your hair, shoes and clothes properly and sanitize your equipment daily. A message from the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, you are influenced by those with whom you associate. Show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.